Hey guys, welcome back to Ramblings and Remedies. This is Gina.
This is Sabina.
Happy New Year, guys, and this is our first episode of 2021. And we have a lot of exciting things planned for the new year, so look forward to them. Firstly, we want to introduce a new segment called Ramblings. It is literally where we just ramble on about random topics.
So just a heads up, this podcast will be a little bit explicit, a little bit adult, a little bit raunchy, touching on topics that cover sex, personal satisfaction, kind of how we learned more about adult conversations.
And on today's first rambling episode, we will be reviewing Netflix's new series, Bridgerton.
I'm so excited. So before we review the show, Gina, why Bridgerton? Why are romance novels and apparently their reiteration as a show so important to us?
Romance novels were actually the way that Sabina and I bonded. Specifically, not romance novels, but sex books. We bonded over a specific series. It was a vampire series called the Black Dagger Brotherhood series.
Do you know how bizarre this conversation sounds right now? Let's give a little background because you're going to be like, what kind of relationship is this? Like, so we had a mutual group of friends. We were not close, but we knew of each other. And then for some reason, it came up back in college that you were reading Black Dagger Brotherhood and I was reading Black Dagger Brotherhood. And we would sit for hours in the cafeteria talking about the series.
Yep. Yeah. Before we roomed together, we would meet up probably around brunch time. And then we would get food and we just sit down and we would just like talk for however long and then realize, oh, we're hungry again. Let's go get lunch, sit down, talk some more about these books, and then realize, oh, it's dark outside. Want to get dinner? And then we talk some more. So we were literally at the cafeteria for an entire day just talking about these books.
Can you imagine if we had that kind of dedication for like studying in school?
Oh, we'd be fucking billionaires. Forget it.
Oh my gosh.
We would actually make our parents proud, but that didn't happen.
No, your parents are proud. Anyway. So I guess the series is pretty significant because it's really explicit. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It was it was a very raunchy romance novel. It had a lot of very detailed sex scenes, like vivid, like your imagination would go crazy with this. And as it were, during this time, what were we, Sabina?
Oh my gosh, I'm not admitting to this. You can admit it.
We were virgins. And as I would like to say, we were virgins with roaring sexual imaginations.
Okay, hold on. I lived in a bubble.
Listen, I lived in a bubble too. I was just more willing to pop my bubble faster than you were willing to.
Exactly. And Gina never does anything alone, you guys. Everything is done.
I need a partner. I need a partner in crime, you know, because if I fall, then, you know, I got to take everybody down with me.
Oh, gosh. So this series was quite explicit, really well written. I felt like it was such a great series to get through. But we both kind of stopped around book 6 or 7 because at that point we realized we kind of need to start dating real men and not fantasizing about vampires.
But we learned a lot. I mean, we obviously enjoyed reading the books. It was such a guilty pleasure and it was a great way to spend, you know, some time away from all the stresses of school and whatnot. Looking back on it as a way to discuss, you know, things about sex and what is it, like sexual fantasies in a very safe conversation.
Basically, we were able to have vulnerable conversations in a less awkward way.
Exactly. Because everyone knows, you know, those sex ed classes were not the most instructive. you got the basics out of it. But if you really wanted to get into the details of really understanding about your sexual identity and the things you could like in bed or in whatever, you know, situation, you would need to talk to somebody about it or explore it. And since we couldn't actually physically explore with someone else, I think this led to having such a vulnerable conversation with each other and being able to explore that.
Yeah. And I think it made dating easier for us because we kind of were like, or maybe harder. I don't know. Did this series set unrealistic expectations?
I mean, listen, you know what it was? Yes and no. I think we had a certain level of expectation because these books, the male protagonists in these books always focus on the female's needs first, right?
Yeah.
And so we were like, oh, like, then that's what I want for myself. I want my guy to pleasure me first before he freaking comes and whatever, right? Like,
oh,
I want to have, I want to orgasm, right? And I feel like we won't get into all that, but I'm just saying, I guess it made us expect like, oh, that's something we expected. And we dated, may or may not have happened. And so I think, no, I'm just saying, you know, there may have been failures and there may have been successes, but
Oh my gosh.
Regardless, I think it just made us want things for ourselves more. We demanded things for ourselves, you know? It wasn't, we needed to be selfish to be able to get the things we wanted, sexually, that is.
Oh my gosh. As you guys can tell, I'm very uncomfortable having this conversation, even at my age.
I feel like this is an important conversation all females should have with themselves, yeah, or with their close friends.
100%. I agree with you. I definitely, it's weird because as a healthcare provider, I can have conversations with my patients. And honestly, you should be able to find a provider you can have conversations about. It's just weird talking about myself.
I would like to thank J.R. Ward, who is the author of these great series, for allowing us to explore our fantasies at our young age.
We weren't really that young. Apparently the average age of sex is like 11.
Okay, we started late. It's okay. We were late bloomers. It's fine. Okay. But then after these books, though, we started getting into more of those romance novels, like especially the historical romance novels. And
yeah,
so I would go to the library and borrow some books and then bring them back to school. And then we would read them together. And so...
Wait.
What?
There's one pertinent detail. Gina is terrible at figuring out which is the first book in series. So she would bring all these books back from the library and it'll be like, book 3 out of 6, book 5, the finale. So you know everything that grows up.
Okay, listen. Sometimes the books weren't, you know, written specifically saying, oh, this is book number 2 or book number 3. And how would I know?
The cover, Gina.
The cover will sometimes not say anything.
Oh my gosh.
She gets so angry. So people get so angry at me. It's not like I did it on purpose. I would just bring the books and be so excited to share. And this girl would be like, you brought the wrong book. And just, I got so.
Except when you caught on to how irritated I would get. Then you started doing it on purpose.
Yes, actually I did. I would bring it and I would give it to you and I would just purposely stand there and look at your face.
And I'd be like, again? How do you keep making the same mistake over and over again?
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, we tended to be drawn after the Black Dagger Brotherhood series. The books that you would bring to home from the library, books that we like really got into were like historical fiction.
Yes.
They were pretty good.
No, they were really good. I think one of our favorite ones was the Maiden Lane series.
Oh, yeah, by Elizabeth.
That was a really good series. I think we finished the entire series.
We did. Speaking of historical fiction, Gina, did you catch the new series on Netflix?
I did. It was surprising. I had very low expectations. You told me about it. You told me to go watch it.
Yeah.
And you told me it was very good. And I was like, how good can it possibly be? Because I believe I've read books that were based on Bridgerton, by Julia Quinn because she's such a prominent historical romance novel author. And so usually, most of the time, books are so much better than the film version. And so I was very hesitant, but damn, it was good.
The screenwriters did a great job at taking something as superficial as a romance novel and creating something with like substance, like something good. The characters were great. The storylines were fun.
Yeah.
It was, oh my gosh, and the chemistry between the leads.
Yeah.
So amazing.
It was really well thought out, like how they packaged it all together. Because normally when you try to make a book into a film, you have to cut a lot of things out. And so sometimes there's a thing, characters are lacking or scenes are just not as good. But this one, in a short amount of time, with just a few, like, I think it was like 10 episodes, was it?
Yeah.
They did a really good job of putting it together. And I definitely wanted more.
I'm actually really looking forward to season two. You know how like they introduce characters in romance novel series where you kind of have a suspicion of who the next person in the next book will be?
Yes.
And you wonder who like the person is for them?
Yeah.
I have no clue who the next person will be because I don't believe I've read this series by Julia Quinn.
Oh, wait, you don't know?
No, I don't.
I know.
A short break to hear about our sponsor, Anchor. Now, back to our show.
tell me.
No, because, okay, first of all, spoil alert, guys. Spoil alert. So at the end of the series, you know how Anthony, you know, the eldest son?
Yeah.
He ends up ending things with the opera singer girl?
Well, she ended it with him.
Well, yeah, she ended it with him. She found someone else. It's the last scene of the series where I believe the Duke and Daphne are leaving and Anthony comes by to say his goodbyes. And then he's just like, oh, I'm just going to find somebody. And it's just going to be marriage without love is pretty much what he said. And there's a bumblebee that flies in and lands on the last scene. And supposedly that bumblebee signifies that Anthony will be the next person. Because when Anthony was younger, I think their father passed away from allergic reaction to bees. And he died. And so Anthony has a great fear of bees. And I think that's what it all symbolizes. And so he could be the next one.
That was so much deep thought. if this isn't true, like if it's not, I'm going to be like, damn, your brain did all that work.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully I'm right.
That would be great. Because he is a character that he was probably a character that annoyed me the most. I think probably because of like, how like macho he was and how controlling he was at first.
I don't think he had a choice though.
Yeah. I also didn't like how he treated his part, like the opera singer. I get it. It's like status and like whatever. But damn, good for her for putting her foot down.
I know. Me too. I was like, girl, you need to find someone else.
Yes. So who is your favorite character?
So my favorite character was actually Benedict. I believe he was the second son?
Yeah, the artist.
Wait, I don't know if I should say this, but I'll say it anyways.
Okay.
So Benedict was, you know, he was like kind of, he looked put together. He was like, he was that artist. He looked good. But then the youngest son, Colin.
Yeah.
Colin had like this cute, I kind of want to
corrupt him.
Is
that what you wanted to do?
Yes.
Corrupt him? That's terrible.
He's so innocent looking. I was just like, oh man.
Wait, segue. Just let you guys know, Gina likes younger guys. Control is definitely a thing she's into. So I'm not surprised about the Colin thing.
But you liked the Duke, didn't you?
Well, I definitely found the Duke attractive, but character-wise, I think my favorite character in the series was Eloise. I just loved how frustrated she was at not being able to do what she wanted to do.
She was such a breath of fresh air because we know how these historical romance novels flow and are written, and especially in that time period. And so the screenwriter just really did well by putting her in there and showing that frustration. Because I'm sure a lot of women felt the same frustration, and it was so good to see that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And that scene where she's like smoking a cigarette and like trying to hide it, but before her brother came out.
And by the way, crazy. That brother was Benedict. So another reason to love Benedict. Lady Whistledown. Obviously, she played a major role in the entire series.
I feel like she kind of reminds me of Gossip Girl.
You know, I can't agree with you because I didn't watch Gossip Girls.
Oh, well, anyways. I don't know. I get the significance of her in, like, the series. You know, like, she kind of helped move things along by being controversial. It's kind of like she was controlling how she wanted the story to end.
Yeah, I guess so. I was not surprised about the identity of Lady Whistledown, though.
No, I was shocked.
I was playing with all these different characters to see who it could have been. It was revealed that it was Penelope. I was like, oh, all right. I'm not surprised. Like, I was like, oh, it was a good twist. It was a good ending to that, like, to reveal who it was. But I wasn't surprised by it.
I was surprised primarily because the character herself up until that point didn't seem like someone who had a lot of like bravado, like not someone who would take risk. I get why she could, because of unfortunately the role she played in society as like the wallflower, but I wasn't expecting it.
Well, maybe that's what it was, because she was and more on the outskirts than rather on the inside of society. You didn't suspect that it could be her. No one would have suspected her.
Yeah. What a great ending, though. I'm really looking forward to the next season.
Me too. I am too. And I remember you saying that the sex scenes are going to get better.
Yeah, I believe. Well, I guess I don't know if like this is the extent of what a Netflix show can do.
Oh, wait, that's true.
But primarily it's like these are like inexperienced female characters who are getting exposed to sex and their sexuality. I mean, look at how like pretty like brazen the sexual acts were in this first season, right? Like
that is true.
Sex out in the open, like the whole household knows what's going on. Like we don't really know how like historically accurate that would have been, but
I mean, it was very much accurate to all the novels we read, though.
I know. Yeah, it's like the confidence you build as like the more you like experience and the more you learn.
Yeah.
So it was great. I love this series. I thought it was so good. I'm really impressed with how like Netflix managed to make it something that was fun to watch.
Yeah.
I haven't really felt that way about other books that were like explicit that were turned into movies. I didn't feel like those storylines were that interesting.
Right.
But this is pretty good.
This one was pretty good. I agree. This was really well written and acted out. And I heard that for the sex scenes, they got some sort of sex coach.
Can you imagine having a job like that, being a sex coach?
I don't really know what the role is exactly, but I'm assuming it's just so that you get more comfortable so it looks more realistic and, right?
I don't know. It's not a career I've ever actually tried to like research or look into. Darn, wasn't on my list of things that my parents would have been okay with.
Yeah, but
I can see why. Like, especially as like movies and shows like get really like more open with things. I mean, like look at like Game of Thrones was like pretty out there, right?
Yeah.
So I can see how actors being comfortable with each other in like such a vulnerable way, they probably should have a coach or should have someone to kind of like talk about what happened and what they're comfortable with and what they're not comfortable with. So it's cool that there is a job like sex coach. It's not something that I've ever heard of. So that's pretty cool.
So Sabina, does this mean I can put sex coach as my new potential job for the future?
Are you planning on going back to school to be a sex coach?
Okay. We will discuss that another time. But guys, I think you guys should definitely check out the Bridgerton series. It was quite good. It's really lighthearted. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too dark. So I highly, highly recommend it. also recommend, if you guys have the time, to take a look at the books, the Black Dagger Brotherhood series by J.R. Ward. Those are really good books as well.
I'm still trying to figure out, if you Google sex coach, what could possibly come up. Anyways, thanks for listening, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
And never forget, there are friends, there is family, and then there is us. Until next time, bye guys.